are tuned in to Mid Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.
In a world that glorifies hustle culture and burning the candle at both ends, rest often feels like a guilty pleasure. But here's a plot twist, right? Taking a break isn't just lazy, it's essential. So let's dive deep into why men need to hit the pause, recharge, and prioritize rest and leisure to thrive in this fast-paced world. And we are joined by none other than Pastor Munga, who's going to be helping us with this one. My Pastor Murubwanji.
Tiribuino. Murubwanji.
Tiribuino.
Ah, you are both.
I'm there, Mfundisi. I am there. I hope you are well.
We are doing well. How are you doing there?
We are good as well, Mfundisi Wami. And thank you so much for coming through to speak to us.
You're most welcome.
Indeed. Mfundisi, before we start, I'm going to ask that, can you please offer a word of prayer?
Thank you. Shall we pray? Our Father, who art in heaven, we are thank you for giving us another moment to be in your presence. And Lord, we pray that you may lead us in this conversation, that it will bring glory and honor to your name. In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. All things rest. We don't know if when they are resting, they should be reading newspapers or playing PlayStation or watching soccer. We don't know, but we're speaking about how men should, you know, why they should rest, you know. So, point is, why do men often feel pressured, you know, to overwork and neglect rest? And what are some of the consequences of that mindset, saying that I have to work all the time? They do not get a time to rest.
Thank you, my sisters and our listeners. In the first place, we are living in a society that seems to be overbooked.
Mm.
You are overbooked. You have got three balls that you have to keep tossing in the air, full of activities. And also, the society has got a lot of pressure on us men. One, there's a breadwinner mentality. You are the breadwinner. You have to bring bread on the table. And then you hustle, you run it to the north, to the south, to the east, and to the west. And in most cases, us as men, we are overrated. And that is from time immemorial. That you can do this, you can accomplish this, and you also want to fulfill that expectation from society. And then that becomes a very destructive mindset.
Mm-hmm.
No wonder we find that men die earlier than women. I hope you know that.
Yes.
Men die earlier than women. My grandfather died in 1965.
Mm.
My grandmother died in 2000.
Yo.
So, meaning my grandmother lived 35 years after my grandfather. So, we can see that men live shorter lives. And one of the reasons is the pressure, stress, anxiety. That is put on us. So we have this breadwinner mentality, and we have this overrating which we have on men. So it plays also that maybe as a man, when you lose your job, you lose your business, this creates more stress now, whereby maybe it is the wife working and then you are just there at home. So you feel hopeless, you feel helpless. How people will look at me. So all these things, they put pressure on us. Even when your wife earns more money than you do, there is even that the pressure is even more now. So this lady earns more than this. That means she will not do this. She will not be disrespectful. So we find that all these things, they mount pressure on us.
Yeah. But a breadwinner mentality. And that's quite true, hey, because if for a reason the man is unable to provide Mfundisi, you know, they crumble because they have been, you know, conditioned to say you are a breadwinner. So now when they're struggling to do that, you know, their whole world crumbles there. So how can, you know, when they prioritize leisure activities, contribute to their better mental health as well as physical health? It's okay even if they're watching soccer, but we know that they're resting. You know, how does it help them?
It helps a lot. When you rest and also take some leisure moments, it improves your immune health. In other words, your immunity is boosted when you rest and you take leisure moments. So meaning it works for the betterment of the health of a man.
Mm.
And also when you have time to rest, It builds a stronger cardiovascular system.
Okay.
The heart system is strengthened when you take a break, because when you are panting, when you are running here and there, the heart is also pumping fast.
Mm-hmm.
So when you take a rest, meaning you are also helping the heart system, the cardiovascular system also to become stronger.
Mm.
And then it also reduces anxiety, worries. You press the pause button, like you said in the introduction. You pause a bit.
Mm.
This works for us. Like I said, it improves our health by improving our immunity, meaning your immune system becomes stronger and it becomes better. That means you even heal faster when you are sick.
Mm. Yeah, Nem. So looking at, you know, rest, Mfundisi, we know that it has so many benefits. So what role does it play in terms of improving productivity and decision-making in life? Can they really make, you know, better decisions because they are frustrated, you know, they are not exhausted?
No, it does. Because one, it improves the quality of life.
Mm-hmm.
When you take that pause, like we have said, you improve your immunity. So that means the quality of your life will improve.
Yeah.
And secondly, it lowers stress and depression.
Mm.
And when it lowers stress and depression, that means even the decision you make will be better. Your productivity in the place of work will be better.
Mm.
This was proved in Germany during the Second World War. They found that when people waited longer hours, their productivity lowers.
Mm-hmm.
They made more mistakes in industries. But when they worked shorter hours, their productivity increased because they had time to rest.
Okay.
So you also have decreased the blood pressure, and also it reduces the chronic pain relief.
Mm-hmm.
You have got some pain. When you relax, that pain also goes down, meaning it again plays well for the man's health.
Yeah. So looking at Mfundisi, you know that these men, we mentioned earlier that, you know, they have a breadwinner mentality, you know, the boy children from a very young age, you know, they are taught to be the providers, and then they grow up with that mentality, and it becomes something that weighs down on them when now they are overworking themselves, they don't rest enough because they have that. So how can they overcome now the guilt associated with taking time off and learning to embrace balance? Because some of them, once they take a break, they're like, "Esh, I failed, you know, this is a woman's thing, why am I even doing this?" So how can they get rid or deal with the guilt and learn how to balance the work and the rest?
Thank you. We needed to have this thought sink in us as men, that we are human beings and not human doings.
All right.
We are human beings and not human doings.
Mm.
At times, it's like we value our lives by so many, the main activities that you have. No, I'm from this meeting, I'm on another meeting, I'm catching a flight to Johannesburg, from Johannesburg, I'm going to Washington. It's like the more activities, the more things you do, it's like even you appreciate in terms of value and everything. But we need to realize that we are not human doings.
Mm.
We are human beings.
Mm.
We are flesh and blood. We have got limits in our lives. No wonder God gave us that weekly pause, the Sabbath, to rest, to take a break. You cease all these activities around, and then you have got a moment to pause. So it is important to know that we are not machines.
Yeah.
We are human beings. We are flesh and blood. That needs to sink in us so that we are just not just running everywhere, hustling. And at the end of the day, you have got even less hours for sleeping. And then this is the question, that at what cost are these activities to our health? A very high cost indeed. Shorter life.
Yeah. That's true. So looking at the practical steps, Mfundisi, what are those that, you know, men can take to build more rest and relaxation into their busy schedules? Should they, for example, make time off, saying, we understand some, you know, they don't observe the Sabbath, the people that we're speaking to currently, if they don't observe the Sabbath, how can they now do that? Some, you know, they're observing the Sabbath and Wednesday, but they're more tired than after the Sabbath. After the Sabbath, they're more tired, like, you know, during work days. So how should they go about now, you know, in terms of finding that rest?
It is important in life to schedule time to do nothing but resting.
Mm.
you are not reading a book.
Okay.
You are not looking at the phone. You are seated or you are sleeping or you lie in bed simply to rest. And this should be intentional. This should be planned and this should be deliberate. It should not just be a random thing. No, we need to make a schedule for resting. And then we also need to make and stick to a consistent sleep schedule. When this time comes, if it is 8 p.m., it's 20 hours, I'm going to sleep, you go to sleep. Like the English is saying, early to bed, early to rise.
Yes.
It's like that is now washed under the table. You are there, 11 p.m., you are still on your phone, from Facebook to WhatsApp to this. So you find the mind does not even rest. So we need to schedule time to do nothing. We need also to schedule time for meditation, time for reflection.
Yeah.
Where have I come from in life?
Yeah.
Where am I? Where am I going? Who am I? So all those things. We also need the thinking time. Unfortunately, that in our houses, we have got a bedroom, we have got a sitting room, we have got a kitchen, but we don't have a thinking room. A room where you just go and think. You are not writing anything. You are not doing just a thinking room. A room where you can do your meditation. You are not doing anything, but just plan that this time is for this activity. No, nothing else. And that can help us a lot.
No, it's very important in Fundisi. And even if, for example, some people might argue saying we don't have enough room to do that, just have a small corner where you are distracted. Well, you're not distracted by anything. You're just sitting there, you know, and you're just thinking and you're just resting, because sometimes it does get overwhelming for them. Lastly, Fundisi Swami, how can we now, you know, as the women in these men's life, you know, support them when they're taking their time? Should we now help them take their time? Because sometimes they will be resting and then we're coming, please open this jar of mayonnaise because we don't have the power. Oh, it's too hard, you know. Oh, they're sitting there like, oh, husband, please, I can't reach this thing. And that is their me time, you know. So how can we help them, you know, rest and have this rest that is needed?
No, it is important for sure. You can also encourage your husband, the man around your life. What is your time? When you just want to be alone, when you want to relax. Because like we said, it should not be just a random thing that, you know, just today is at 2 p.m., tomorrow is 7 p.m. So we need an organized life, and a wife can help the man to be organized. Watch time so that you know that when he's in this place, when he's doing that, he just wants to be alone and he wants to relax. Because for sure, at times, you find this relaxing moment. Someone says, no, you escort me to the mall. Escort me to this. But that's the time when you wanted to rest. Again, when you say more, no, it becomes political in the marriage. So the wife need to balance, need to know that this man needs to time to rest. The opposite is also the case. The husband also needs to know that the woman also needs time to rest. Much as she has to cook, she has to wash, to do this and that, there should be some scheduled time when this person should not be disturbed. And she should be encouraged that you need this time. And left alone, just to relax. That is being civilized.
That is true. That is true. Pundis, I'm going to ask that. Can you please offer a word of prayer to our men? You see, I'm saying our men. To the men, so that they may learn how to rest. You know, they may prioritize rest in their busy schedules.
Sure. Let us pray. Our Father, who art in heaven, we thank you for your goodness and we thank you for our life. You created us human beings in your image. Our focus today was men's rest. How we pray that you help the men folk to schedule time, prioritize time for resting, because this is how you created our bodies, to rest and refresh so that we can do better in the work that you have assigned us to do. This can only be done when you come in our lives and help us to find this rest. Also remind us of the weekly rest, which is the Sabbath. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen and amen. Fundis, thank you so much for coming through. May you have yourself a blessed day.
It's a pleasure, Sister Zanen, and our listeners. God bless you too.
Amen.
You are tuned into Mid-Morning Empowerment here on Adventist World Radio, powered by SID Media.